Yesterday, Los Angeles lost a significant part of its cultural landscape. Dutton's Books closed its doors for the last time. It's the latest in a stream of independent bookstores going out of business. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates visited Dutton's on closing day.
Doug Dutton's customers started lining up at the doors of his bookstore in the Brentwood section of Los Angeles first thing in the morning. Everyone wanted to say a fond goodbye to the store that had been a cultural touchstone for the city and to its owner. While his staff rang up deeply discounted last-minute sales, tearful friends came bearing flowers, which Dutton accepted with a wry joke.
They usually bring these to funerals. I'm not sure. Is that what's going on here?
Pretty much. After 24 years in business, Dutton's Brentwood has called it quits. Back in the quiet of his stockroom, Doug Dutton explains that the sky-high price of Brentwood real estate is one of the reasons he's closing. It would be too expensive to keep this signature space.
Here we've had this sort of rambling shell of a building that surrounded a courtyard that was, for all practical purposes, a reader's park. It had a very much of a community neighborhood feel.
David L. Ulan, the editor of the Los Angeles Times Book Review, says with Dutton's closing, Los Angeles is losing more than a bookstore.
There was some kind of indefinable feeling of comfort, of culture, of intelligence, and I think that that's irreplaceable.
Dutton's was a reader store, a place where prominent authors wanted to come and read and where new authors were nurtured and encouraged. Doug Dutton says helping new authors blossom was one of his greatest pleasures.
What could make you prouder? I mean, it's very much like a parent with a child. You see the success of these people who you like and you admire, and you're as proud as can be when they break onto a bestseller list or are chosen for a book award.
Paula Yu is one of those authors. She dreamed of having a signing at Dutton's for years and worked up her nerve to ask about doing that when her first novel was published.
They asked why I wanted to have it at Dutton's, and I said, well, this is the bookstore where I would hang out in your cafe and write and scribble away in my notebook, and some of my novel was originally written at your cafe, so it was sentimental, as well as I think it's a great bookstore.
Photojournalist Lester Sloan came for coffee in the morning and returned to document the store's last hours in the evening.
I wanted to be here for the last goodbye, you know. I live around the corner, and this was like my sanctuary.
Sloan says Dutton's really was common ground for the rest of Los Angeles.
And this was a place where nothing mattered. You know, you left your identity outside, so to speak. And it wasn't uncommon to see Dustin Hoffman or Helen Hunt sitting in the corner, or Whoopi Goldberg in the back there.
At Dutton's, it was all about the books. As the evening wore on, people continued to stream in to hug the staff and pick up a few more books.
Hey, how are you doing?
You too.
Tables in the courtyard groaned with homemade baked goods brought by loving customers, and champagne corks popped. Despite the store's closing, Doug Dutton was a happy man.
You have these visions of final sales, of people pawing over things and pushing out of the way and grabbing for it. It's been a very civilized, lovely experience, and people handing other books to people say, oh no, you should have this. It's been wonderful. It's really been wonderful.
An extraordinary ending for an extraordinary place. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.